Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in case you did not know,
what's up?
Last night I was watching Atlanta Housewives. And Phaedra. They were doing the Phaedra Apollo story. And of course, Apollo was trying to be the victim and everything. And I brought up a question that I thought was kind of like interesting. Do you take your young kids, your very young kids,
her kids are 18 months,
to the prison to see their father? That's a tough call.
Tough one.
Do you take them? 1-877-727-7746.
Probably depends on their age, I'm thinking.
Really young, because that can be very impressionable.
Yeah, yeah.
Either positive or negative. It's a crapshoot.
That's true.
You don't know what's going to happen with that, how they're going to perceive that. So Phaedra's got a decision to make. 1-877-727-7746. Give me a call. All right, last night's watching Atlanta Housewives, and Phaedra's got a decision she has to make. Right. Her husband's going to jail for about 5 years, Apollo.
Right.
And, you know, he revealed a lot last night. I know you're going to do a Ratchet reality interview, but it really felt like he felt entitled to her money.
Absolutely. He said, I better not come home to an apartment and not have my cars. I want this house. I built this house. It was just crazy.
He built the house with whose money?
That's true.
Obviously,
he said he helped her.
Some of his money,
money
that he ripped people off with.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
And I don't fault her for distancing herself because she's an attorney. She's
right.
an attorney.
Exactly.
She's a businesswoman.
Right.
You know, and, you know, she's got to say, I didn't know what was really going down.
Of course. I mean.
But the big question we have here, he's going to prison.
Yep. 8-year sentence.
Federal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This child's what? 3 years old and 18
months?
Do you take your child to see their daddy in prison? Tracy in Cincinnati, always you up first. Go ahead.
Hey, I think in Apollo's case, I would not, because Apollo did not even consider the fallout, like she said, and his children and his family when he was being greedy. So he kind of brought that all on himself. So he's just going to have to take his lumps for 5 years and deal with it.
Let me ask you, Tracy, what if the kids are like pining away for the father? What if they're crying? I want to see my daddy. I want to see my daddy. What do you do?
I just, you have to protect your children because parents are supposed to know what's best, and I just couldn't. I wouldn't want to expose them to that. I'm sorry, but, you know, daddy's away. He'll be back. We just going to have to get through this together.
Gotcha.
I think so, because at 18 and 3 months, it's really more or less for him. This is kind of to help
him
do.
3 years and 18 months. Right.
3 years and 18 months. This is to help him do his time, and he's not going to be down that long, and they probably won't remember probably once they get
older.
It's
a blue-collar crime. Does that make a difference as opposed that murdered somebody?
Yeah, because the facility may be a little softer, maybe a low level.
Would you be lying to the kids if you didn't take them?
I don't know. Christine in Louisville, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm fine. I was going to say yes, I would take them because that is their father, and they need to see their father, and their father, you know, like for him to deal with being in there, I know he did wrong, but that's how they, you know, seeing people interacting with them, like seeing their family, that helps them through the time that they're in there.
Right.
And you can explain later to the kids why he's in there.
Yeah, but you just don't want them to get comfortable with the, you know, this is where daddy lives, and, you know, daddy's apartment has bars. But anyway, Alicia in Louisville, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Your comment.
I believe that if he's the father who participates before he gets locked up, regardless of what he's doing, the kids should be able to see their father.
Good point.
Y'all want to start off lying to them at a young age, and then, you know, because you got a personal issue with what he did. You know, that really don't have nothing to do with the kids. If he participated before he got locked up, you should still let the kids see it.
All right, because he was involved with the kids.
Tweet, tweet.
Clearly see that. Jay Turnbull writes, I wouldn't want the mother of my child to bring our kid to see me in prison. I don't think that's something any child should see. 12, Mr. FTC writes, take them. Learning what not to do is important. The dad can lead by example depending on his approach. Whitley Gilbert says, do not take a 3-year-old and an infant to prison, exposing them to the prison culture. Keisha in Louisville, how you doing this morning? Keisha, did I lose you? Call me back. Keisha, are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Your comment, please.
Hi, Russ and family.
Hey.
I don't think that would be a good idea for the simple fact that right or wrong, it was, I guess it was his fault that he went to prison. But when a man goes to prison or a father goes to prison, the mother becomes a single parent. And if the baby is able to talk, regardless of age, they're going to have a lot of questions. And that just puts more pressure on the mother because she has to try to explain why he's in there without giving too much details, being that when kids are young, hey, dad's in prison. Hey, everybody, dad's in prison. Hey, teacher, dad's in prison. So that just puts more pressure on the single parent or whatever. But if they're at that age where they understand, then sure, tell them.
But what about the flip side? What about the pressure she's going to get about them asking, where is dad? Why we're not seeing him?
Luke in Louisville, how you doing?
How you doing? First off, I want to say, man, people's making this decision based on what Apollo did. First of all, she knew what Apollo was doing. How much money can this man make without her knowing it? So at the same time, do you hide him from being a father because you want to portray that you don't know what he was doing on the side? She's talking about he's making millions of dollars and she didn't know about it. I just don't go for that. So now that he's in this position, You don't stop him from being a
boss. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to have to agree with you. You got to know your man's not going to a 9-to-5, but he coming home with just good gobs
stacks.
Of money.
Right. Stacks.
He's in the strip club blowing stacks and all that, and you don't know about it. Come on, man. This is reality, man. Come on, man.
She's not stupid.
Yeah. Don't punish the kids.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Catch 22 is kind of split down the middle there. Appreciate y'all comments.